Now tell me, have you ever tried an achacha before? Do you even know what an achacha is? It's a tropical fruit. It's native to Bolivia. There's only one commercial plantation of it in Australia. That's located over near Townsville in Queensland. But here in the territory, on a farm in Darwin's rural area, some achacha trees have begun producing fruit for the very first time. I went to check them out and, of course, have a taste.
Well, here I am out the back of Tropiculture Australia with Chris Nathaniel, and I'm looking at a fruit. I'll admit I've heard of it, but I've never seen it before in the flesh. What have we got here, Chris?
We've got the achacha. Now, it's not a dance. You might like to dance after eating a few of them, but it's quite a unique fruit. It's slightly tangy and very, very refreshing. It really leaves a refreshing flavour in your mouth afterwards.
You started tinkering with these 8 years ago. This year's a bit of an exciting year, yes?
Yes, it is. I mean, we almost forgot all about them until someone walked past and saw the fruit, and it was quite a find. And it was all on the grafted ones. There's three or four fruiting, and it's quite exciting because we were unable to get budwood initially because the people that set up the first commercial plantation wouldn't sell us budwood and so forth. So we now have our own budwood. And our own rootstock.
And that commercial farm you mentioned, that's over in Queensland, isn't it?
Yes, it is, around about Townsville.
Are you aware of anyone having achacha trees in their backyards in the territory?
Yes, I am. There's a few seedling ones, but I don't know of any of them fruiting. Usually we hear pretty quickly if there's one fruiting in a backyard, but no, I don't know of anyone. As far as I know, these are the first ones that are fruiting. And we, as you could see, we've got a few of them planted here now. Not all fruiting, but they will be fruiting next year, and we'll boost our plantings. And also you'll notice they're a little bit further apart than they should be. We can plant these maybe 3 metres apart and so forth. They're only a small bush, the way we graft them anyway.
Right. Looking to boost plantings, so what do you like about them?
Well, I like the refreshing flavour. I like the slight tang about them. We can, in fact, some people like more sugar. Well, we possibly, by fertilising them properly, we just haven't concentrated on them, particularly the last 2 years, because we thought, well, Townsville, a little bit colder and so forth, may not fruit here, and we're almost ready to give up when all of a sudden they're fruited
it's
and so forth.
Sprung to life.
Absolutely. And as you can see, they're less than 2 metres high, and, 7, 8 years at 2 metres high, that's pretty good. And could do also with many backyards, many suburban backyards.
Would that be the turnaround for a suburban backyard if they bought a seedling? It would take 7 or 8 years?
It would take 8 to 10 years, I'm told.
Wow.
By the people that originally imported them into Queensland. But as a grafted tree, I think we can get them down to about 3.5 to 4 years fruiting, because we're not grafting them on their own rootstock. We're grafting them onto another Garcinia rootstock, and that's been our aim, and we've done that with a few trees and so forth, and we've been able to bring them fruiting a little bit earlier. Okay, so that's the uniqueness. So people don't like to wait 8 to 10 years.
Yeah.
They just like to have something in 3, 4 years. That's plenty.
Do you think it has commercial potential in the Northern Territory?
I think so. Number one, it's quite refreshing. It may not be an overwhelming flavour when first tasting it, but you seem to want to eat the second one and the third one. So it can be a small commercial plantation of possibly 1,000 or 2 would make a living. Yeah.
We've got some of the fruit here, Chris. Let's tell the audience what an achar-char looks like.
It's a beautiful orange-yellow fruit when ripe, and it's about 6 centimetres long by about 4 or 5 centimetres diameter and circumference, and you slice it as if you're slicing a mango skin across lightly, and you break it and you see this beautiful white flesh inside, which surrounds usually one seed. And it is a slightly tangy and very refreshing. I think it's got lots of possibilities.
We've got a chopper coming overhead wanting to look at these achar-chars as well. Whilst that's happening, do you mind cutting it open? And we might as well have a taste of some Northern Territory achar-char. This is a bit of a treat on the Country Hour. You're cutting it like a mangosteen, and as you open it up, it has sort of a mangosteen look, doesn't it?
Yes, it has. Except that it's white, of course, but it looks great. It would look great on a restaurant table, wouldn't it?
It's pretty. Beautiful. It's pretty.
It is pretty, yeah. And the flavour's quite acceptable.
Hang on a minute, I'll try one here. Just grabbing a segment out of it. Sorry. Similar to mangosteens, sort of grabbing a segment. And that is really tangy, Chris Nathaniel.
Yes, it is. I think some of that tang we can take out with correct fertilising, but we don't want to take it all because it is part of the fruit and part of the after flavour. It really, you know, cleanses your taste buds, doesn't it?
Must have vitamin C in it.
Absolutely, very high in vitamin C. Yeah, and a few other things too. So there you go. If you want to be healthy, do the achacha.
Do the achacha. Thanks so much for showing us this today. How cool, and congratulations on your first crop.
Thank you very much. Oh, it's great. I'm thrilled to bits.